بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في برنامجكم العربية للجميع. Respect listeners and our students, once again welcome you to another episode of this program العربية للجميع, Arabic for all. And in this program we are trying to learn the Quranic language, the language of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the language of the ahadith and du'as and salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those people who listen attentively and try to understand the Quranic language and try to learn the Arabic language with the intention of being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that every moment spending with us trying to learn this language, you will be rewarded for insha'Allah. Today is a general revision, and every second week we are having that general revision. We're studying and opening the lines for our students to call in from the beginning of the program right until the end of the program in order to learn, in order to benefit, in order to revise on whatever we have learned from vocabs, from sentences, from important expressions. This is how you're going to learn any language. When you are keen to memorize as much as you can from vocabs, from sentences, from words. And we are learning from the Quran, so it's an honor indeed that we learn the Quranic language, the Quranic vocabs. So we will be asking questions related to the Quranic verses which we have studied, in addition to some of the words of the Arabic language and the general dialogues which we studied, which will help you, inshallah, to learn the Arabic language better, to speak the Arabic language better, and to be able to communicate with Arab people when you are going, inshallah, to any Arab country, or even speaking to Arabs here in South Africa. The lines are open, and the number to dial is 011-854-1548. And this is, of course, an open program for everyone to take part and to contribute to the program. If you're not amongst the students, you can just register by giving your telephone number and your name to our engineer, Brother Muhammad Bilal, and he'll give you a student number, inshallah. And starting from 260, so we'll give 261. All right, inshallah. So you may call in and register with us and speak and practice your Arabic language in this program, bi-ibnillah. The first call are we having for today. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Man anti?
175.
Talibah raqam 175. Kam daraja ladayki?
132. و
132. Excellent. ممتاز. حسنا. السؤال الأول سؤال خاص بالقرآن الكريم. ما معنى قول الله تعالى الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقوا ربهم وأنهم إليه راجعون؟ ما معنى راجعون؟
راجعون to return.
Excellent. ما معنى الذين يظنون؟ What is يظنون؟
يظنون reckon.
You
reckon shall how do you explain? Those who realize or
yes, realize, believe or think. Okay. It can mean the same thing. Yadhunnu, ya dha noon. Those people who didn't study this with us, please write it down. Yadhunnuna, it's ya dha noon waw and noon. Yadhunnuna means those who think or those who believe or realize.
Okay.
Okay. Two words, yes, still two words for you.
Okay.
The other one, what is the meaning of wasta'inu? Allah says wasta'inu bis sabri was salah. What is wasta'inu?
To seek help.
To seek help. Excellent. Very, very good. The last word for you is the word nafs, is a singular. What is the plural of that word? Nafs.
Nafsun.
Nafs is a singular. The plural is? أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون It's in the Quran, the verse before this verse which we just asked you is the plural of nafs. You'll miss one point if you didn't get it.
Ins.
Nafs is 5 seconds.
No, I can't get that one.
Anfus. Nafs is anfus.
Anfus.
You said it in the same time I'm saying, so I'll consider it correct.
Okay.
So, right? Anfus is correct, and anfusakum is your souls. Your souls, anfusakum, adding the kaf and me. Right? Okay, it's considered correct. Now, 2 points for this question. Let's move on to the next question, and it's a general general dialogues, sentences. So I'll give you a sentence in English. You need to give me the Arabic of it. Do you know English? The sentence is, do you know English? I want the Arabic of that. If you go to an Arab country now, and you're making a Hajj, or making Umrah, and you want to ask the person who you speak to if he knows the English language, how are you going to say that in Arabic?
Hal yumkin? No, wait.
You can make it in your own words, by the way. There's different words you can say it. But anyway, I want the sentence itself. What you're going to tell. Imagine that I am now an Arab person, and you want to know if I'm speaking English or not. In English, how are you going to say it in English? Say it in English.
Do you speak English?
Yes, so now translate this one.
Yes, no. Oh, goodness, I can't get it. Atatakalam.
Excellent.
Inglesia.
Excellent. Wonderful. Say it again.
Hal tatakalam Inglesia.
That's it. Hal tatakalam Inglesia. Do you speak English? Wonderful. I consider it correct. You see, now you're making us all your own sentences. Very good. All right. 2 points for this question. So altogether it's 4 points. Now we move on to the next question, which is related to grammars. The grammar's questions are normally difficult. Let's see if you can figure out this one. Then you'll go out. You'll go from here by all your points.
Okay.
Right. The grammar question is a jewel. Give me the jewel of the word utla.
Utlatan.
Sajjada.
Sajjadan.
Sajjada. End with a round ta. Sajjada.
Sajjan.
No. Sajjada. End with a round ta.
Sajjadan.
Say it again.
Sajjadan.
No.
Sajjada.
Sajjada, end with a ta.
Sajjadatan.
Yes, sajjadatan. Right, lis.
Lis.
Yes, lis. Crook.
Is it like tongue?
Sorry? Lis means crook. What is the jewel of that?
Lisan.
Lisan, correct. Right, 1 point more point added to you, so it's 5 points altogether for you, student number 175. Now you've got 135 points.
Shukran jazeera.
Jazakillah khair, okay? Assalamu alaikum. Let's take the next one. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Man anti?
260.
260, a new student, all right. It's the first time you're calling in, so we give you 20 points to start with, all right?
Okay.
20 points so that you'll be near from the other students, okay?
Okay.
Now, the first question is a Quran question. I don't know if you were following with us or not.
I started from verse 42.
Verse 42?
Okay.
Okay, very good. Now, we'll ask you related to that one. The question says, وَآمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتُ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ. What is the meaning of مَعَكُمْ?
With you.
With you. Wonderful. وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا. What is the opposite of تَشْتَرُوا?
The opposite.
Yeah, what is the meaning of تَشْتَرُوا first?
تَشْتَرُوا means to buy.
Right, that's correct. To sell?
To sell.
Now, the opposite of to buy is to sell, isn't it?
لَا يَشْتَرُوا.
لا يشتري. I consider it correct, but it's تبيع. 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 To sell.
تبيع.
Yeah, right. ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا. What's the ثمنا?
ثمنا is price.
Price. Wonderful. Okay. One more word. What is the meaning of the word باطل?
Falsehood.
Falsehood. Correct. Okay, you've got 2 points for this question. Let's move on to the next question. And that's the general general words of the conversation, right? You learned this with us.
I managed to get about the cleaning in last week's one.
Okay, what is the meaning of I'm sorry?
Si?
I'm sorry.
Ta'asuf.
Say it again.
Ta'asuf.
Ta'asuf.
Yes.
I am, what's am?
Ana ta'asuf.
Ana asif.
Ana asif.
I consider it correct. Ana asif means I am sorry. Very important word, right?
Okay.
I'm ana asif. means I'm sorry. As if it's alif, seen, fa. Write it down. Alif, seen, fa. Right. Thank you.
Shukran.
Shukran. Correct. Thank you is shukran. Okay. One more. This is correct.
Hada.
Yes. Good starting. Correct.
I don't know that word. I haven't
Start with a sod.
Hada.
Sod ha.
Sahatun.
Sahihun.
Sahihun.
Sahihun. I know you didn't study this with us. So I'll give you another word instead of this one.
Okay.
Welcome.
Ahlan.
Ahlan wa sahlan. That's it. Ahlan wa sahlan. So we welcome you. Ahlan wa sahlan. And we give you the 2 points for this question. Now, the question of the grammars, right? I don't know if you studied with us some of the grammars. Did you study the feminine and masculine?
I know a little bit.
You know a little bit. Right. So I'll give you a word in feminine and you give me the masculine of it. Okay? Hamra.
Ahmar.
Ahmar. Correct. Right. One more. صفراء
أصفر
أصفر correct do you know what's the meaning of these two
أحمر is red
right that's correct
أصفر is yellow
yellow that's correct right one more point added to you so it's 5 points adding to the 20 points the 25 points you got
شكرا
جزاك الله خير sister السلام عليكم
وعليكم السلام
ورحمة الله alright we'll go for a short break inshallah and after the break we shall continue
ارجع لربك واتكر وعلى الشياطين انتصر ما العيب في أن تنحني لله أو أن تنكسر كل ابن آدم مخطئ والخير في من يعتبر لا خير في من يستميت على المعاصي أو يصر عد يا أخي فالحق شمس في الظهيرة تستعر من لا يراها غافل أعمى البصيرة والبصر فإذا أردت سعادة وجنان خلد تزدهر ونهاية مأمونة فارجع لربك واعتذر واسلك سبيل محمد عالم الهدى خير البشر
عالم الهدى خير البشر
Welcome back to العربية للجميع and we have another call online. السلام عليكم
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله
من أنت؟
50
الطالبة رقم 50 وكم درجة لديك؟
I think it's 157
That's correct 157 157 points you got Okay You are number one You know that You're the first student that have lots of numbers, inshallah. All other students are envying you now.
No, they're very good, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. All right, the first question for you is the Quran question. The question says, what is the singular of the word raka? Sorry, I'll give you the singular already. Right, the plural of the word raka.
راكع
yes راكع ساجد وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع
راكع
I'll give you a very good clue راكع is a singular I want the plural of it
راكعين
الراكعين that's correct واركعوا مع الراكعين right the next one is قلنا اهبطوا منها جميعا. What is the meaning of the word جميعا?
All together.
All together, all of you. فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن تبع هداي فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. What is the meaning of the word مني? فإما يأتينكم مني.
من is from.
That's good.
From me?
Yes, that's it. From me. Minni. I'm very happy really when you are just dividing the words and trying to understand it. That's very good. Okay, minni means from me. Min alone means from and minni from me. Okay. وقلنا يا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة وكلا منها رغدا حيث شئتما. اسكن اسكن ورزمي مف اسكن أين تسكن. Very important words, this one. Very important verb. يسكن اسكن سكن سكان.
Live.
To live, yes.
Live.
أين تسكن؟ Where do you live? اسكن, live. Live there in the Jannah. Okay, so we've got here. Okay, we continue. Still one word left for you?
No, for two.
I asked you four already. Okay, you don't want any more. All right, you're taking rewards for that. Okay, you've got now 2 points for this question. Let's move on to the next question. The next question is the general dialogues sentences. I want to say in English to someone, or ask someone who's in Arabia, did you come with your family?
Oh.
Did you come with your family?
That is quite a difficult one.
It's not a difficult one. You can try and figure it out like how you did now.
Hal.
Yes, good starting. Hal. Did you come? Yes.
Ataita.
Yes, Hal Ataita. Good. Continue.
Ma'a is with.
Yes, good.
I don't know family. Don't
you know family. You studied the family members.
Is usbu'a.
Sorry, say again.
Usra or usbu'a?
Usra is correct. Usra is family.
Okay, then. Hal ataita ma...
Your family, huh?
Your is with the calf.
Yes, correct.
Ataitika. Ataitika?
No. Hal ataita alone is correct. Hal ataita ma' till ya is right.
Ma ataita.
No. You put it correct the first time. Hal ataita ma tilia is correct. Now still your family.
Your family. I know that. What did I say was for the family?
You forgot it.
I forgot again so quickly.
Usra. Usra is family.
Usratuka.
So say it all together.
هل أتيت مع أسرتك؟
That's correct. هل أتيت مع أسرتك؟ Did you come with your family? Did you come with your family? Also, one of the words of family is عائلة. Also, the word عائلة means family. عائلة. So, هل أتيت مع عائلتك؟ Did you come with your family? هل أتيت مع أسرتك؟ Did you come with your family? All both are correct. All right. The last one is a question related to grammars. You ready for that one?
No.
Not ready for this one. Right. Choose the correct preposition. Choose the correct preposition.
Okay.
An-nazafatu, then open brackets, ila, ala, min, then close the brackets, al-iman.
Min al-iman.
That's correct. Very good. How did you figure it out? What is the meaning of that?
Minal is you know, it comes with iman. I just use it minal iman.
An-nadhafa, what's the meaning of an-nadhafa?
I do more guessing.
Yes, but you're guessing are correct. An-nadhafa too means?
Cleanliness.
Cleanliness. Minal iman is?
Is pure, like your faith.
From the faith. Cleanliness is from the faith. It's part of faith. Right.
Exactly.
1 point added, so it's 5 points for you. Your student number?
50.
So it's altogether 132 points.
No, it's not 132.
Didn't you say you got 157?
Yeah, 157. So
yeah, so now it's
162. 162,
yes. Yes, 162, sorry. So I always used to get very bad degrees in mathematics.
No, so do I. Anyway.
All right, jazakallah, sister.
I put it on my fingers.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Jazakallah. Okay, assalamu alaikum. Do you have the callers, Mahan Bilal? We didn't have callers. We're supposed to have some more calls, inshallah. But we're running out of time. Okay, we'll give it more a few minutes before we end the program. Those who didn't call in from the students, please call in and have a chance, inshallah, to win more and more rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In addition to the marks that we are giving for you so that you can compete with one another. For the pleasure of Allah. I'm going to ask a question about the word udhiyah. My engineer is suggesting that I ask about this udhiyah and nahar. What is the meaning of udhiyah and nahar? All right. Let me see if some of the students will pick up this one. Udhiyah and nahar. What is the meaning of the word udhiyah? Then the word nahar. Okay, let me see.
The students will get this one now, Habilal. It's very simple Arabic for them. Because they are very advanced students now. It's very easy words, this one. Udhiya and Nahar. Yawm al-Nahar and Nathbahu al-Udhiya. Please put it this way. Yawm al-Nahar, Nathbahu al-Udhiya. What is the meaning of Yawm al-Nahar, Nathbahu al-Udhiya? Okay, all students can call in for this one. Let's see who get it first. Yawm al-Nahar, Nathbahu al-Udhiya. What is the meaning of Yawm al-Nahar, Nathbahu al-Udhiya? Simple sentence. Let's see who will get it out. Alright, while waiting for your calls, 011-854-1548, just a reminder of the number. And you can call in right now, inshallah. We have a few minutes before we end our program. And all the students also willing to call in, please call in to answer this question. In addition to the students who called in already, if you can answer this question, what is the meaning of يوم النحر نذبح الأضحية? 1 point will be added to the scale of the one who get it first. Let's see. يوم النحر نذبح الأضحية. The meaning of this. And by the way, I want to give my greetings and my salam and my wishes and my blessings to anybody and to all the students of Al-Arabi Al-Jami'ah and all the listeners of this program and all the listeners of Radio Islam in general. That may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a blessed Eid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our Udhiyah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen from all of you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our life the life of submission to Him, the life of sacrifice towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same like how the prophets of Allah, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, Prophet Ismail alayhi salam, and all the prophets, including Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, used to sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alright, we don't have callers, brother. My engineer is giving me a sign, so we'll stop here. However, we will be giving this question for the coming program, inshallah. يوم النحر ذبحنا. We already slaughtered الأضحية. What is the meaning of يوم النحر ذبحنا الأضحية? جزاكم الله خيرا for listening to العربية الجميع. سبحانك الله وبحمدك. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.